Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
I didn't touch a basketball until I was in the seventh grade. That's what Lenny Rosenbluth, hero of the undefeated and NCAA champion 1957 Carolina basketball team, told us the other day at the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club. When Rosenbluth described then how he tried out for the junior high school basketball team that same year and didn't make it, really nobody in the audience was surprised. After all, he just getting started with basketball. But the next year, when he was in the eighth grade, he'd grown to 6'4" tall. So he tried out again, and he failed to make the team again. I'm kind of wondering about that. He tried out again in the ninth grade. Didn't make it. Well, in the 10th grade, he tried out for the high school junior varsity team. Didn't make it. Same thing in the 11th grade. And his Rotarians were shaking their heads and having a hard time believing that the greatest basketball player of his time, Lenny Rosenbluth, couldn't make his high school team. Finally, he explained that in January of that junior year, the high school coach called and offered him another chance for a tryout. Rosenbluth made the team, became a starter, and things began to roll. That next summer, he played in the Summer Hotel League up in the Catskills, and there he met the famous Boston Celtics coach, Red Auerbach, who took an interest in him, invited him to work out with the Celtics and other players, including Bob Cousy, Easy Ed McCauley, and Bones McKinney. And Auerbach put him on a list of people who could get in the players' entrance at Madison Square Garden. As a result, he got to know another person who was important to him, the coach at St. John's in New York named Frank McGuire. Rosenbluth loved McGuire, but he wasn't going to St. John's because he didn't want to stay in New York City to go to college. Really, and ironically, the first coach to take an interest in Rosenbluth was NC State's Everett Case, who offered him a scholarship. And then after watching a tired, out-of-shape Rosenbluth scrimmaging and borrowed ill-fitting shoes, he took him aside and said, "I'm sorry, I can't waste a scholarship on you." About this same time, Frank McGuire contacted Rosenbluth to tell him in confidence, "I'm leaving St. John's. I've got to have you." Rosenbluth committed to McGuire to go wherever McGuire decided to coach. That's how he wound up at Carolina, Rosenbluth told the group. Well, Rosenbluth reminisced about McGuire and his coaching style, gave us lots of stories, and he told us something interesting about Frank McGuire and why he came to Carolina because of the health problems of his sons. And all of this, along with this weekend's late night with Roy, reminds us and whets our appetite for a great season upcoming of Carolina basketball. This is D.G. Martin.